Stringer and the Wild Bunch by Luke Cameron. Narrated by Peter Burkrot. Chapter 1. Stringer was thinking about robbing stagecoaches in Arizona when the Wild Bunch robbed the train he was riding in Colorado. So it took him a few seconds to figure out what was going on. The train had just picked up some speed after a jerkwater stop on the west slope of the divide when somebody yanked mighty hard on the emergency cord, locking every wheel of the UP Flyer. Stringer had been working at a writing table in the club car with a schooner of beer at his elbow and his notes spread out before him. So the sudden stop deposited a lot of beer and some of his notes in his lap. Fortunately, he was wearing the faded denim jacket and jeans he favored in the field. But he was still cussing pretty good as he stood over the wet table in his wet jeans, trying to flatten beer-soaked paper on the glass top before it fell apart, when a portly old gent in a conductor's uniform tore through the front door of the club car. He ran the length of it with surprising speed and grace, and vaulted the brass rail of the rear platform to land still running in the direction of that last stop. Stringer and the other confused passengers in the club car were still staring after him when a trio of dusty desperados with feed sacks over their heads herded a colored porter ahead of them through the forward entrance. One of the masked men fired a round into the ceiling panels, filling the car with gun smoke and paint chips as he yelled, "This is a stick-up!" Stringer and the other club car passengers had already guessed as much. Stringer's thoughts strayed wistfully to the gun rig he'd left packed in his Gladstone.